Well, today, celebrating in Buffalo 10 years of Canal Side, and here to give us some perspective this morning, Buffalo Congressman Brian Higgins. Good morning to you, sir.
Good to be with you, Jay. Thanks.
Well, there's so much we could get into with your role in this whole process here over the last 10 years, for sure, going right back to the very beginning. But I want to try to get maybe a larger perspective now that you can maybe look back at these 10 years. For so long, Buffalo kind of had this reputation, didn't it, of being a place where nothing could get done. Look at the Peace Bridge, I guess, is the greatest example of that. Well, in 10 years on Canal Side, plenty has been done. What's been the difference here?
I think money, I think vision, and a commitment to getting something accomplished. Canal Side's come a long way in 10 years, and as an all-season destination, we still have a lot of work to do, but we're going to get there. There's new leadership at the Empire State Development in the spirit of cooperation to bring new, exciting projects to life. So I think while there's been good progress over the past 10 years, I think the next 5 years are going to be a period of stunning progress at the North Odd Block, the completion of Explore and More, which will be open the end of this year, beginning of next year. And these attractions will drive hundreds of thousands of more people into Canal Side and just introducing and reintroducing them to the entire waterfront experience that's Canal Side, the Outer Harbor, and the Buffalo River Corridor now.
You look at all of the things that have been accomplished, and I'm sure you're very pleased by all those many things, but is there one particular thing that you say, you look back and you just say, I can't believe this happened? There's something that really, really has surprised you that has occurred in these last 10 years.
I think it's the public's reception to all of this. I think there's a tremendous sense of optimism, and I think, you know, the success of Canal Side and the waterfront generally has helped to rebuild the confidence of the community for an entire generation. People have been promised progress on the waterfront, and, you know, the only thing that was really delivered were five master plans that all said the same thing. Create, you know, quality public access at the water's edge, and everything else will develop around it, and that's exactly what's occurred. So, you know, for example, if you see a Canal Side, that was about a $40 million initial investment, but directly across the street, the old Donovan Building, $30 million. It's the home of Phillips Lytle and a courtyard by Marriott, the Buffalo Harbor Center. So that public access waterfront project was a catalyst for private sector investment. You see it on Ohio Street. You know, Ohio Street was an old, broken industrial roadway. Now you see residential development popping up there. The new resurgence brewery will be going there. It's just the beginning. So I think there's a new confidence in Buffalo. And, you know, for the first time in 40 years, the population of young Buffalo is increasing. The fastest growing neighborhood right now in Western New York is downtown Buffalo. The New York Times, The Economist magazine, The Boston Globe have all done feature stories in the last couple of months extolling the virtues of the new Buffalo. But momentum doesn't do you any good unless it can be sustained, and that's what our challenge is moving forward.
When it comes to the waterfront, there seems to be no lack of imagination these days. We hear about gondolas, we hear about elevated trails. But what for you? Is there a plan or a project that you really want to see move forward that you think could make a huge difference here?
Yeah, I think the High Line project is particularly exciting. It's a blue collar public access project endorsed and led by the Western New York Land Conservancy. It'll create an urban park, which will open up the waterfront to those, you know, forgotten neighborhoods in the First Ward in the Valley along the Buffalo River Corridor. That's exciting. I think the North Odd Block, as I mentioned, new leadership and Empire State Development, very much committed to bringing good projects to life. And you'll see residential, commercial, mixed-use development, a city square type of project at the North Odd Block, akin to what you see in some of the European cities, where it's a great gathering spot to do nothing more than just observe the natural environment. But you also see Buffalo-themed restaurants, cobblestone streets and a real, just a sense of place, a sense of pride. And the good thing for Buffalo is this: the waterfront is now drawing people not only from Buffalo, but from all of Western New York and Southern Ontario. And that's good because those folks are carrying money with them and they support the local businesses. So as I said, I think people in the next 5 years will be quite impressed and pleased to see the great progress that will continue at Canalside as we celebrate its 10th anniversary. But we get ready, and get ready, Buffalo, because the next 5 years are going to be a period of great progress and great optimism with stunning new projects which will add to what is already at Canalside.
Congressman Brian Higgins, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.